Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Bhante, for the talk today. I just have, Bhante, some comments about the talk, today talk, as well as some advice to seek from you.
Yeah.
You know, Bhante, when I listened to the today's talk, I certainly realized I have been in that situation many times, that I thought I'm right. And I mean, even though I realized that later I was wrong, I would probably didn't admit. But nowadays I have changed a lot. Since I can see that I'm more and more, if it was 10 times before, now maybe it's 2 or 3 times. So right. I think I still have to improve in that sense much more. But I am on that path.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy about that. But there is something, you know, in a way, to me, it's related to today's talk as well, is that, as you mentioned, you know, in the today's world, that there's so many people that's not listening to each other, or not accommodating at least. So but I have been someone, you know, who was really trying to be on top of the news and this and that at one time, and then I have stopped that long ago. And anyway, let me start my question like this. You know, at the moment, when we do meditation on walking or sitting, we encounter a sleepiness, which is considered as a good thing because our mind is getting still. Yeah?
Yeah.
But now, I like to apply this analysis to my day-to-day life. Just now, like what I said, previously I used to spend a lot of time looking at the news and all the things that is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I did stop that once about 6 months ago, and then I came back to it again. Now I have stopped for again. So basically for 2 months now, I find that I have a lot of free time. You know, this time that now I'm concentrating more on to be mindful and to... It's basically my mind is free, I can see that.
Yeah.
Because in a way, I was putting all these unnecessary things.
Right.
Yeah. So, Bhante, I wouldn't say I'm getting the sleepiness, but I can see there's a lot of empty space, empty time that I spend.
Mm-hmm.
How should I make use of that?
Yeah. On the other terms, how should I occupy that? Yeah. So that is the thing. Actually, we like various distractions. Actually, I mean, before we start meditation, the mindfulness practice, our minds really want to get engaged with various things. So that is how we are fond of grasping, we are fond of thinking, too much thinking, obsessive thinking, proliferation. Actually, if we don't have any kind of bodily activity or verbal activity to perform, then we start thinking. We start thinking in different manner, different ways, so that we are being occupied. So we always want to get distracted. So now from that kind of a mentality, from that kind of a behavior, now we are completely switching to a different kind of a mentality where we are now having some time. We are having some free time. We are having some space. And not only within the body and the words, but even in the mind, we are now finding space. Now probably you can recognize there are spaces without any thought. So mind is completely silent. Mind is kind of calm, relaxed, and no agitation, no thoughts even. So the problem is, why can't simply live in that kind of a situation? Why can't we simply dwell in that mental silence? So that is where we need to train ourselves. So we are people who are trained, or rather ill-trained or misguided by too much thinking, too much involvement and too much doing. But now we are reprogramming ourselves, correcting ourselves, not to do things, not to mentally proliferate, rather to simply abide in silence, be in the silence, enjoy the inner silence. So that is where the Buddha, if you can remember, now Buddha sometimes again and again go for a retreat. Now you may think, okay, where Buddha is going for retreat? Now Buddha being the teacher, he has spent years of time to accomplish his Buddhahood. Now he has a lot of responsibilities. But time to time he is taking a break. He is going for a retreat. He is telling the monks, "Monks, I am not going to teach anymore. For 3 months I am not going to teach. I am not going to meet anyone. So do not allow any householder to come and meet me. Do not allow any monks to come and meet me. Only the monk who is taking some food for me, some pindapatham for me, is allowed to meet me." So sometimes Buddha alone may going on pindapatha and looking after himself. Or sometimes he is asking another monk to bring him food, and only that monk is allowed to see him. For 3 months he is living in seclusion. So why he is doing that? So basically, he may have a lot of other responsibilities, lot of tasks, but now he is taking a break. Why? So in a way, he is giving an extremely good example. It is not the too much involvement, it is not the too much engagement with various activities, but how about having complete mental silence, living in seclusion, living alone, cut off from the society? So this is very much like kind of an escape. But time to time this actually shows, when Buddha is showing it, it indicates kind of a lesson. So this mental seclusion is not a simple thing. So our minds are, as I mentioned, ill-trained to get involved too much, get engaged with too much. But as we continue our practice, we may find out, okay, now mind likes the seclusion, mind likes to stay alone. Mind even can spend time without even a single thought. So if we are able to sort of appreciate that, if we are able to dwell in that kind of a situation, then probably slowly that becomes our norm. So rather than having a very talkative, ruminating kind of a mind, how about having a mind which is a silent mind, which is only reacting or responding when it is only necessary? Not every time, but only when it is invited, only when it is necessary, it is reacting or responding. So that is the kind of a switching that we have to happen, which you have to have. So that is where Buddha is guiding us, where you are able to have a completely sort of mind under control. Having a very calm, serene kind of a mind. When it is necessary, you can use the mind faculty to think wisely, and get the benefit of that wise thinking. And when it is not necessary, keeping the mind completely in silence. So this is what actually highlighted in the, say, Vitakka Santana Sutta. So you are having the complete control of the thinking. When it is necessary, you are thinking. When it is not necessary, you are keeping the mind in complete silence. And the important thing is, then only we can recognize the subtle defilements. So especially the conceit I am. So with the desire that we are having to highlight as a person, the very subtle defilements like I am a person, I want to continue, I want to live further. So likewise, very, very subtle defilements that we have are only visible when we are maintaining this silence mind for a long time. So therefore Buddha highlights, time to time getting that kind of a break, and Buddha has given an example by doing that. And therefore I think we, rather than occupy our mind, if we have a chance, now suppose you are traveling by a train a long distance, say a couple of hours. So how about keeping your mind in silence? It's a very, very, very good opportunity we can have to train the mind while all the others are talking and shouting and everything. How about you having a very silent mind? It's a kind of a real, marvelous, say, opportunity we have if we can to train the mind like that. Then it is a mind which is not troubling us. It is a mind which is a blessing to us. So I think that is the direction that we need to look forward. So I think rather than trying to occupy the mind, let's have a kind of a silent mind, which is not disturbing us. Actually, it doesn't mean that when it is necessary, we can't operate, we can't talk, something like that. Rather, the mindfulness, wisdom will guide us, telling, okay, this is the time that you need to talk. This is the time that you need to work. This is the time that you need to be silent. So likewise, that internally, that kind of a guidance may come based on mindfulness and wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but yes, I think it really applicable, because that is how I feel. I mean, with the example of this, I probably spent one or two hours before reading about the world, and
yeah.
Now I realize the world. Yeah, even without I doing it, yes.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Bhattu. Thank you for that.
Okay, yeah.